Olympic gold medalist Sharon Davis urges other sports to ban trans women. By Warner Todd Houston on June 20, 2022. British Olympic gold medal swimmer Sharon Davis is calling for other sports to emulate the example set by swimming's governing body by banning transgender female athletes from competing as women. Swimming's governing body, FINA, ruled last weekend that transgender athletes may not compete as women unless they transitioned at or before age 12 and before they experienced male puberty. "I can't tell you how proud I am of my sport," FINA and the FINA president for doing the science, asking the athletes/coaches and standing up for fair sport for females, Davis tweeted on Sunday. "Swimming will always welcome everyone no matter how you identify, but fairness is the cornerstone of sport," she concluded. In her earlier tweet, Davis insisted that females are not men with less testosterone. "Compete with your sex." The 59-year-old Olympian who won gold in the 1980 Games has been an outspoken critic of transgender athletes competing against natural-born female competitors. While praising the move made by FINA, Davis was less than pleased with the new rules announced by Union Cycliste Internationale, UCI. Davis blasted cycling's leading authority for its newest rule that lengthens the amount of time a trans cyclist must take to lower testosterone from 12 months to 24 months. Davis finds the rule insufficient to block trans athletes and calls it disgraceful. "I think what cycling has done is disgraceful. They have basically said they are happy for female athletes to compete with a disadvantage. I'm afraid that is not acceptable in a world where we don't believe in sex discrimination," Davis said, according to the Daily Mail. FINA said that its decision was based on scientific and medical evidence. "FINA's approach in drafting this policy was comprehensive, science-based and inclusive, and, importantly, FINA's approach emphasized competitive fairness," FINA Executive Director Brent Nowitzki said after the rule was released. FINA President Hussein Al-Musallam added that the rule assures fairness for natural-born female athletes. "FINA will always welcome every athlete," Al-Musallam said. "The creation of an open category will mean that everybody has the opportunity to compete at an elite level. This has not been done before, so FINA will need to lead the way. I want all athletes to feel included in being able to develop ideas during this process." Transgender activists, though, are critics of FINA's move. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.